This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, June 22nd, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger. In the report this week, women take over the top leadership positions in one of the world's largest global unions. How public services are facing the breakdown in the international economic order. The Labour Start report about union events around the world and singing union ladies. This is Radio Labour. The global union UNI held its international congress in Liverpool this week and broke its version of a glass ceiling. C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
For the first time, a global union has elected exclusively women to its top management positions. UNI Global Union has elected Christy Hoffman as its general secretary and Elke Bosinger as its deputy general secretary. UNI is the global union for skills and services. It represents some 20 million workers who are employed in sectors such as finance, IT, media, hair and beauty, tourism, sports, and garment production. Naturally, given the historic decision, both newly elected leaders addressed the struggles of working women in their addresses to the delegates. Here is UNI's new General Secretary, Christy Hoffman.
It's our time to make big leaps forward for all working women. Because sexual harassment is pervasive, there are many surveys out there, but most of them show that about half of working women report they've been victim of sexual harassment. That's in every country where there's been a service taken, half. And low-wage service jobs are the worst of all. So that's us, everybody. So what can we do? One thing we can do, of course, is to try to make sexual harassment illegal in our countries. Many countries have done so, but not all. And most of the laws don't really help us as much as we would like. Also, we are trade unionists. I believe in the union solution. And for all of us involved in collective bargaining, this is the time to put our most ambitious demands on the table. We should get a process with every employer. The process should protect people who come forward, and it should give some meaningful punishments for those who are the wrongdoers, but also it should be fair for everybody. This is the time, an unrivaled opportunity for us to get these provisions, which can go beyond whatever our laws provide. We can also negotiate sexual harassment protections in every global framework agreement. And then, you know, for those women without a union, and let's face it, that is the vast majority, this should only strengthen our resolve to bring these women into a union, to let them know that protection from sexual harassment is another reason to come together and organize. Sisters, can we make this happen?
Yes, we can!
Elected as Deputy General Secretary at UNI's World Congress in Liverpool was Elke Bosinger.
Without women in the workplace, everywhere in the world, all of our economies will not grow to the extent that they need and could. And of course, men and women must be paid equal wages. Is that too much to ask? We need laws that help to move women through the glass ceiling. And those of us who've made it, we must help others by sharing our experience, by putting out a helping hand, by coaching or mentoring other women. But the role of men and boys is also critical in this. It's not just women who should be fighting for equality, but men too, as gender stereotyping hurts them just as much as it hurts women. In a male-dominated world, the empowerment of women must be a key priority. And we, the women, already have what it takes to succeed. A wise mother once said to her daughter, "If you aim to be as good as a man, you're not very ambitious." Friends, empowerment is about breaking structural barriers. Men still dominate, even in countries that consider themselves progressive. We all become better off when we open doors of opportunity for women. Women's rights are human rights, and attacks on women are attacks on all of us. Violence against women and girls is perhaps the most obvious manifestation of the deep imbalances of power in our societies. We must act together, and for the nearly 1 billion women who will enter the global economy in the next decade. With Christy and myself, UNI will have an all-women team leading this great organization. And it's our ambition to make UNI an organization that gender equality is embedded in everything we do. Organizing women into unions and helping them fulfill their goal is a key priority for us. But we will need the support from all of you to make that happen. Are you with us?
Yes.
The delegates at the Uni Congress, which was conducted from June 17th to 20th, also elected a new president. Ruben Cortina from Argentina is the former president of Uni Americas. I'm C. Marie Ainsborough.
Unions around the world are preparing events to mark Public Services Day, June 23rd. The day has been established to remind people about the importance of well-funded, quality public services. I talked to Rosa Pavanelli about public services. Ms. Pavanelli is the General Secretary of Public Services International. The PSI represents more than 20 million workers in 700 unions around the world.
When public services are well-funded, you continue to trust the public system and the public sector. Of course, there's a tendency around the world that is not changing, despite the fact that there's now more and more evidence that privatization is disrupting the public system and reducing the quality of public services. That is the ongoing privatization. And when we are facing cuts in public funding, cuts in public spending, there we can say that there's a worsening of the quality in the public sector and in general a worsening of the living condition of people. Cutting in public service is responsible of large part of the growing inequality and the access to public services is a relevant part of the disposable income for many people around the world, mainly in developing countries.
At the recent conference of the International Labour Organization, the ILO, you told the delegates that, I quote, the global system is broken. How is it broken and what can be done about it?
Yeah, I think that the major issue continues to be the fact that we are facing a growing inequality. The neoliberal policies that globalization is pushing, despite the evidence of the failure since 2008 of this system, has not changed the approach of the international financial institution and I would say the global governance around the world. This means that the system that we knew from the Bretton Woods institutions to the more recent governance imposed by the G20 and the OECD is not working. It's not working because it continues to perpetuate a system that is, I would say, a new form of colonialism around the world that is mainly imposed not by government but by multinational corporations. And this is concentrating the wealth in fewer and fewer hands while spreading poverty and inequality. Poverty is growing all over the world. As poverty is growing, we assist also to the growth of populism, racism, I would say fascism around the world. Europe is an example of that, but we can look at the United States is the same, and what is ongoing also in many countries in Latin America is showing that when poverty is growing, when inequality is growing, the right wing is growing as well, or is taking advantage of this situation. This is why I think that the system is broken, because it's not only deteriorating the living conditions of billions of people around the world, but also the very foundation of our democracy.
Now here with his report about union events around the world is Labour Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the average of 180 news stories added to our site each day last week. Our top story section included links to coverage of the trial of French corporate executives for abuse after 30 telecom workers committed suicide over a two-year period, the push for an end to slavery and other labor rights violations in Thailand, and the registration of the first domestic workers' union in India. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. Police attacked peaceful picket lines in a Philippine food processing factory dispute. Irish County Council workers took a day off work to protest the denial of time off work. South African municipal workers were off the job looking to have their overtime paid going back years, while a spontaneous strike by truckers over wages saw over 150 large trucks parked on one of the country's most important highways. The municipal dispute continues, while the truckers won all of their demands within a few days, though 65 of them were arrested. Union leaders escalated the post office walkout in Sri Lanka by starting a hunger strike. Community development workers in India walked out when a promised wage increase failed to appear. And finally, vehicle insurance and road safety workers struck in Haiti in an effort to gain a living wage. Our top working women's stories included coverage of the survey of working conditions for domestic workers in India that was made public this week, as was yet another report which demonstrated the gender wage gap in the American film industry. And we had details of the increase to the minimum wage for domestic workers in Kuwait. The Health and Safety News Wire, rerun in cooperation with Hazards magazine, carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the rising suicide rate amongst American taxi drivers who are under pressure from ride-sharing services, the refusal of the Indian police to register charges against employers accused of assaulting domestic workers, and new initiatives in Japan to address the problem of death by overwork. Currently, LaborStart is running 5 online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from LaborStart, reporting for Radio Labor. I'm really quite impressed I was able to do that, cold or not. I think that's worth a hand. I can hear you clapping.
Now here is Union Nation with Union Ladies.
We get up before the sun, hoping good things will come.
Don't matter
what point on the compass we're from.
Nowadays,
perseverance is the only rule.
On that,
Union Ladies gonna take you to school.
You want in?
All you got to do is organize.
Stand strong.
And make those corporations realize.
We all work.
Sisters, mothers, ladies, everyone.
Stay tough.
Union ladies, fight for your equal share.
Shine like the sun through the pouring rain. But don't cross us, cause we can bring the pain. We put in the work to show we're just as tough. Union ladies make it work when there isn't enough.
Come on.
Don't let the delicate looks fool you, honey.
Dig in.
Stand our ground for equal money.
And that's it. International labor news and music you can use. You can find more labor news on our website at www.radiolabor.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.